This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, September 27th. God's word for you today is ask, believe, confront. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Timothy 4, verse 7. And it says, I have fought the good fight. I have stayed on course and finished the race. And through it all, I have kept believing. To take your relationship to the next level, you need to believe and do not stop believing. Sometimes, it is yourself you need to believe in. Do not stop believing in yourself, because that is usually where it starts. If you stop believing in yourself, you do not stand a chance. Life is too brutal, so you have to believe in yourself. Do not stop believing in your spouse. Do not stop believing in your children. Do not stop believing. I have told you my story. When I was growing up, I was a handful. I was always getting into trouble and causing trouble everywhere. I got suspended in school. I was getting flogged on assembly ground, all sorts of things. But I am grateful to God that my mother did not give up on me. She believed in me. Even though she would discipline me, she still believed in me. She would say things like, you are going to turn out right, and I'm not going to let you go. You need to believe again, because when you stop believing, your relationships actually start regressing, regardless of the relationship. You need to fight for that child. You need to fight for your spouse. You need to fight for your marriage. You need to fight for your destiny. You actually need to fight. Even with God, do you know that you need to fight for your faith? Paul said, I have fought the good fight of faith. You need to fight. Contend earnestly for your faith, for any key relationship in your life to work, and for it to be optimal, you need to fight. You need to start believing. God said to Ezekiel in Ezekiel 37 verse 3, He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? For some of us, we look at the key relationships in our lives and it is like dead bones. God is saying to you today, Son of man, can these bones live? In other words, God is saying, do you believe? Some of us are in a place where we actually believe we are the ones that take God's promises to Him and insist that dry bones must live. That is a beautiful place to be. Some of us are in a place where when God asks, can these bones live? We say, yes, I believe they can. That is a good place to be. But Ezekiel was in a place like some of us are, where it was difficult to believe that the bones could live. Yet, God is asking you even now, can these bones live? Ezekiel looked at the bones and said, only you know, Lord. In other words, Lord, only you know if these bones can live or not, because left to me, I do not get it. Ezekiel was in a place where all hope was lost. God is saying to you today, do you believe? Can these bones live? I pray your answer will be, Amen. C is for confronting. We see that we take bold steps in relationships by asking, by believing, and by confronting. It takes boldness to look at yourself and confront issues. Why do I sleep so much? Why do I like food so much? You need to confront yourself. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the wisdom to take bold steps in my relationships by asking the right questions, believing in people, and confronting issues. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.